Greetings. On behalf of the St. John's United Methodist Church family, I want you to get ready to have life spoken into you. These messages that you're going to hear by audio or video are carefully crafted that they might feed your faith and starve your doubts. We pray that God will make you stronger and will prepare you for the destiny that He's called you to live into, not only in the week to come, but in the rest of your life through how God speaks to us through His text and through these servants. We treat it with precious honor that we are gifted and given the opportunity to feed your faith. And so now, get ready, receive, and know that God has a word for you.
Please stand for the reading of the scripture. Our lessons from the Old Testament book of Ruth, chapter 4, verses 1 through 12, from the Common English Bible. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. Just then, the Redeemer about whom Boaz had spoken was passing by. He said, "Sir, come over here and sit down." So he turned aside and sat down. Then he took 10 men from the town's elders and said, "Sit down here." And they sat down. Boaz said to the Redeemer, "Naomi, who has returned from the field of Moab, is selling the portion of the field that belonged to our brother Elimelech. I thought that I should let you know and say, buy it in the presence of those sitting here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you won't redeem it, tell me so that I may know. There isn't anyone to redeem it except you, and I'm next in line after you." He replied, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz said, "On the day when you buy the field from Naomi, you also buy Ruth the Moabite, the wife of the dead man, in order to preserve the dead man's name for his inheritance." But the Redeemer replied, "Then I can't redeem it for myself without risking damage to my own inheritance. Redeem it for yourself. You can have my right of redemption because I'm unable to act as a redeemer." In Israel, in former times, this was the practice regarding redemption and exchange to confirm any such matter. A man would take off his sandal and give it to the other person. This was the process of making a transaction binding in Israel. Then the Redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," and he took off his sandal. Boaz announced to the elders and the people, "Today you are witnesses that I've bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech, and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon, and also Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon. I've bought to be my wife to preserve the dead man's name for his inheritance, so that the name of the dead man might not be cut off from his brothers or from the gate of his hometown. Today you are witnesses." Then all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord grant that the woman who is coming into your household be like Rachel and like Leah, both of whom built up the house of Israel. May you be fertile in Ephratah, and may you preserve a name in Bethlehem. And may your household be like the household of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, through the children that the Lord will give you from this young woman." This is the word of the Lord.
We take our fourth step in this series today, blessed, as we consider the life of Ruth. And as you have heard read so ably in this fourth chapter, there are a ton of details that we could walk through this day. Many of those you will discover we will cling and flesh out in our series later this year, Being a Boaz, which will focus in on this person. But we do, without any hesitation, walk to this journey this day as we discover the fourth installation of the series, Blessed with a Boaz. The text says very ably in verse 9, Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belongs to Elimelech, and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon." Verse 10, "And also Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, I have bought to be my wife to preserve the dead man's name for his inheritance." The list goes on and on. What strikes us today, what will help us today, what informs our teaching today is this key word in verse 10, I have bought. In many other translations, it says purchased, it says claimed, it says transacted. That word is going to be helpful for us in the next few minutes, and I would ask you to keep a hold of that today. Friends, this historical setting, which happens in 1010 BC, as you now know, right at the time that David becomes king in his land, is considering those who are judges, those who have the right and the will and in fact have the responsibility to oversee God's people through the creation or the manufacturing of rules.